Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started with the song that always reminds me to breathe. This is Layla Hathaway and Breathe.
Oh,
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And in this whole universe, this great spirit that is known by many names, we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so in this right now moment, we want to turn within, becoming very present with the inner space, knowing that there is only one power. And in this collective consciousness, we come together to acknowledge this one presence in gratitude as we become intentional to breathe, family. Did you know there's power in the breath? And sometimes we forget to breathe. So in this right now moment, I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, breathe deep into the diaphragm, remembering to breathe into the heart and release. And as we breathe, family, I want you to become still and know. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And in this centered collective consciousness, we come together in gratitude to say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Even when your ways are not our ways, and even when we can't see or understand, we still say, thank you, God. Call forth the idea of peace. Peace in the land, God. Peace in our hearts, God. Peace in our minds, God. Peace, be still. And as we send light and love around those family members who felt the tragedy that happened in Las Vegas, we know, God, that you're still on the throne. You see, we understand, God, that you are all there is. And so in this right now moment, God, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Peace, be still. Peace. Be still. As we call forth peace in the hearts of each and every person on the planet, God, as we call forth peace in our hearts, peace in the land, peace in the atmosphere, God, I ask you to pour on your love upon the land this morning, God. I ask you to open up your windows, your gates, your doors, and your heaven and pour out love upon the land this morning, God. I know your word says that when we seek your face, God, and release from our wicked ways. Then and only then will you heal the land, God. I'm coming before you seeking your face, asking you to release us from anything that is not of service to you, Holy Spirit, that we may come to you this morning, God, seeking your face, God, to heal the land, God. And however we may be your catalyst, God, however we may be the example, God, and however we may be used, God, I ask each and every person under the sound of my voice to be open to receiving and being downloaded with the message to be the example of peace upon the land, God. And that we may take massive action to be your expression of love on the planet, God. I just thank you right now, God, for the opportunity to be used, Holy Spirit, to be used in this space right now, God, on this planet for such a time as this, God. And even when we don't know how, God, and even when we can't see through the spiritual vision of our 2020 vision eyes, I thank you anyway, God. Thank you for the opportunity to know that you're always on the throne and that you will never leave nor forsake us, God. And that to be released from the body means that we are there in the spiritual presence of you, Holy Spirit. We just give thanks as we send comfort into families who are experiencing pain right now, God, that you may whisper in their ear, that you may be their comfort in their time of sorrow. And so we give thanks, God, for your presence in our lives right now, God, as we ask you to descend dispatch your legion of angels upon the land to be strategically placed to bring peace where there's no peace, God. Protection where there's no protection, God. Love where there's no love, God. I ask you to send your legion of healing angels upon Brenton's son, Christopher Copeland, right now, God, that you may touch every cell, every bone, every muscle fiber, every organ in his body. As he has his second surgery, God, I ask you to touch to be restored right now, God, that his brain will be restored right now, God, that his body will be restored right now, God, and that everyone who comes in that hospital room will see him in his perfect, whole, and complete self, that everything that's true about you, God, is true about Mr. Christopher Ian Copeland this morning, God, that his creative side will be amplified, God, that his logical side of his brain will be amplified, God, that all that is will be repaired, restored, and renewed better than it was before, God. I just thank you for your doctors who are working on Christopher to restore him right now, God. I thank you for every nurse, every anesthesiologist, and every administrator, and everybody who's a part of his healing journey will be blessed by his presence, God. Oh, Father God, I'm asking you to come and bring peace where there's no peace, God. I'm asking you to bring forgiveness where there's no forgiveness, God. And I'm asking you to bring love where there's no love, God. I'm asking you to restore what the locusts have eaten within that family right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come, God, and rain down your love upon us right now, God. That we could feel your presence right now, God. That we will know that you are in the midst of this call right now, God. I'm asking you to touch and anoint our relationships right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to touch and anoint our children right now, God. That they will be restored, renewed, and recognize that they are mighty in the land, God. I'm even asking you to touch our CCs tonight, today, God. I'm asking you to even touch the seas of the seas of the CCs, even the seas that we would never meet physically on the planet, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a blessing upon us right now, God. I'm asking you to come and open up your gates, your doors, your heaven, and your windows to pour out a blessing that it won't be room enough to receive it right now, God. I'm asking you to anoint
our finances right now, God. I'm asking you to come and enlarge our financial territory right now, God. I'm asking you to enlarge and bring forth a consciousness that can receive all of your goodness this morning. Bless each and every one of us, God. Bless each and every one of our homes, God. Bless our minds to receive you. Bless our hearts to be open to receiving you. Speak to our minds today, God. Speak to our hearts today, God. Somebody came this morning to be blessed this morning. Someone came with the mind to hear a word from you this morning, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a blessing that will wow our mind. Watch God wow us on this Wednesday, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all that is, God. Thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. Thank you for those who had a mind to come. Thank you for those who will come. Thank you for those who will listen to the replay line, God. Thank you this morning, God. I am just one grateful somebody this morning, God, as I come before this throne. Divine Mother, Father God, I invoke and invite your presence right here, right now, God. I invite and invoke the presence of you right now, God, as you stir up the gifts this morning, God, as you stir up your healing presence right now, God, that we know we shall be healed by your stripes, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let there be light tonight. Ooh, God, let there be light today, God, this morning, in this right now moment. I give thanks for your direction. I give thanks to be led and guided by you, Holy Spirit. I give thanks for our soul's journey as we unfold the goals of our soul on this morning. I give thanks, God, for each and every one of us who came with a mind to be blessed. Peace be still, God. Peace be still. And so it is. Amen, God. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the land, the soil. Good morning to all that is in the universe, the clouds. Even the clouds have a story. Good morning to the clouds. Good morning to the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, and all of the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning to our most beneficent angelic family as we invite and invoke the angels into this call this morning. I give thanks and honor to those wonderful, blessed angelic messengers who are always right here and invited into this call. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning to our archangels. Good morning, archangels. As we invite and invoke your presence, we give thanks. Good morning to our ascended masters as we invoke and invite the ascended masters, our spirit guides and master guides. We invoke and invite your presence and give honor and thanks to your presence this morning. And as we stop each and every Monday through Friday to honor the presence of those who've walked this planet before, those who sacrificed their lives and left a legacy called you, we always honor our known and unknown ancestors and invite and invoke their presence into this call. And so as we stop right now, and as I pay homage to my mother, Anastasia McAdoo, thank you, Mom, for being the vehicle that assisted me to the planet. And I give thanks for Mama Colette Grant, who assisted and midwifed this call and was a blessing to my soul. Good morning, Mama Colette Grant. And into all your seeds, we send love and joy and lots of prosperity into this morning. May they be blessed by the blessing of the sacrifice you made to the planet. And we bless all of your known and unknown ancestors this morning as we speak the names of those that are known. And as we honor the unknown, we say thank you.
And we even speak the names of those who blessed our culture, like the Madam C.J. Walkers, the Annie Malones, the David Walkers, the Malcolm X's, Martin Luther King, the Dick Gregory, Mary McLeod Bethune, the Nina Simone, George Washington Carver, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, and I could go on and on and on. And as we honor Maya Angelou, we say thank you to the legacies, the gifts, and the love they left to us to carry on. Thank you, ancestors. We honor you today. And as we sit in this stillness, recognizing that you are a gift to the planet, and just being in gratefulness, just recognizing and being in gratitude that you are here for such a time as this. You see, the word says that I have placed you in the womb of your mother's belly, and I had plans of success for you. See, I knew you even before I placed you in that womb. And so today we give thanks that we are God's greatest gift to the planet. So I want you to just place your right hand over your heart and say, thank you, I am the gift. Thank you, I am the gift. And the world is waiting to experience my greatness. I am the gift. And today, as we honor those who will come behind us, those who will walk this planet, our descendants, we send love and we pray the blessings upon their lives, that the work that we do today will be blessings to those who will come after us, to our seeds, and our seeds, and to all of those seeds that will come to this planet long after we're gone. We send love, ease, elegance, and grace into their life. We give thanks. And this morning, I honor you. Good morning, good morning to my beautiful Love Journey family. I honor you this morning. I am so grateful for your presence, knowing that there is always good. We're going to get started with a song by Joshua Rogers, and then I'm going to read from The Science of the Mind, and then I'm going to check and see if our guest speaker is here. Yes. I am so looking forward to her. Wow. All right. Rain on us. You've tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring new life within us. Send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts. Say within me. easy to move, Jesus. We're hungry, Jesus. We need you to endow us with your power from on high. Oh, oh. Surround us in this building. Surround us in our home, Jesus. Surround us on our job, Jesus. Surround us from where.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I tell you, this is so interesting. Today's lesson in the science of the mind is the picture comes clear. George Santayana once said, it is not wisdom to be only wise. And on the inward vision, close the eyes. But it is wisdom to believe the heart. Your faith can penetrate clouds of unbelief and reveal the truth, which is forever perfect. Your words do not create this truth. They merely reveal it. By way of illustration, imagine yourself looking at a picture of a beautiful landscape. And in this picture, there are trees, a house, a stream of water, a beautiful meadow, and in the background, mountains. Mountains and blue skies dotted with clouds. Now suppose that a cluttered glass is placed between you and the picture so that the picture appears blurred. Everything will seem distorted, yet nothing has happened to the picture. But it's your business to remove the colored glass. Because the picture is still there on the wall. It still may be seen. Mental statements are merely a method you use for clearing up mental images. Neither affirmations, denials, nor statements create the pattern of perfection, nor can they change it. They merely rearrange your thinking. So if you could rearrange your thinking instantly, you would have an instantaneous result. If it takes time, do not become discouraged, for you are working with a definite principle which cannot fail. Your desire for self-expression is inherent in the divine pattern itself. It is because you intuitively feel this pattern that you grope back towards. Learn to trust the still small voice within you. Learn to trust that what some call intuition within you, which causes you to sense the pattern. This is called from a book called This Thing Called You in 1948. The affirmation today is by this thought and this word, I create any and every desired condition. By this thought and this word, I create any and every desired condition. What words are you using to create today? All right, family, thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey. That is the science of the mind. All right, family, we're going to get started. And I don't see our guest speaker today, so I'm going to keep moving. And the word that came to my heart today is surrender. Surrender. It's so easy to think of surrender as a way to a passive way of giving up or a weak approach. And so many times I often thought of it myself when I thought I was making it happen, when I thought that I was in control, when I thought everything I touched turned to gold, baby. So I felt like it was a perfect time to really about surrender. There's so much confusion around this topic on the surface because surrender seems like we're giving up, we're giving in, and being lazy. It seems like a passive, weak approach to life. Like in war, to surrender, it means to give up and let the enemy win. But from a spiritual point of view, surrender is one of the greatest tools in our toolbox. Let's define surrender before we take another step. To surrender means what? To submit or to yield. So with that in mind, it's vital to understand what we are surrendering to. We're not surrendering to fear, anger, or anything that is not serving our highest purpose, because then we let that force run us. What we're into is energies. When we give in to fears and angers and things that remind us that we're not good enough, we're giving up or giving in to energies that don't serve our greatest good. But I'm talking about a much greater, grander, more meaningful than that type of energy. You see, if we all cultivated the kind of surrender that served our highest good, we would realize that we're all sisters and brothers floating through this space. You see, there's a kind of surrender I'm talking about. This kind of surrender is with a capital S. To surrender is to surrender to love. Love is the energy that created our universe. And this energy is kind, creative, and knows us far better than we even know ourselves. Because the energy of love gave you gifts, talents, and a purpose. So when I'm talking about surrender, I'm talking about submitting to the presence of your soul. The journey of the soul that says, you are uniquely you. You see, the day that I realized what my soul was, I'll never forget. Joy and I were having a conversation, and she said to me, Janine, I always wondered what was the difference between the soul and the spirit. And she said, I never felt quite comfortable with what everyone told me. She said, and I want to hear what your definition is. I was getting ready to say, I absolutely do not know. And those words never came out, because what came out of my mouth was something that didn't come from me, because I didn't know the difference between the soul and the spirit. The words that came out of my mouth touched every cell in my body. You know, I call the bumps that we get, what you may call goosebump, God bumps. I got these God bumps when I began to speak, because I knew it was not the voice of me, because I humanly didn't know. But the spirit, the presence of me that did know, said this. The spirit is what makes us all one. The spirit is what is the oneness of us all. But the soul is what came to express each and every one of us in a unique aspect. See, the soul is what makes you unique. The soul is the blueprint of what you came, you personally, you, the you of you came to express the divine as on the planet. And nobody else has your unique soul print. Your soul blueprint is uniquely to you. The soul is a unique aspect of God as you on the planet. The spirit is the universal presence of us on the planet. And that is what came out of my mouth, and I was like, wow. And so what is the soul's journey? And so when I'm talking about surrendering, I'm talking about surrendering to the soul's journey, the journey that came to express you this morning. You see, when you surrender to the soul, the energy that will guide you perfectly, when you surrender to the energy of love, you let go and let yourself be led by the soul. You see, the faith in this process is the soil which you will flourish. This is no different than a seed being firmly planted in the right soil and watered. You are the seed of the soul. Faith is the soil, and love is what grows you. The seed effortlessly grows into its fullest expression as the God on the planet, not by force, but with ease, elegance, and grace. If you're having a hard time believing this as a kind, wise, loving, and compassionate energy that created you, the universe is loving to your desires. And if you're having a hard time, I'm going to ask you to do an experiment. I'm going to ask you to just try for 30 days to let go and let love, let the soul guide you. And I'm not talking about romantic love, emotional love, this conditional love that you've been conditioned to believe in. I'm talking about the soul's journey, the urging, the soul's love, desire to express
that creative energy that made us all, that surrendering to love, to give into it, to let it guide you each and every morning, and placing a right hand over your heart and just asking the soul to allow yourself to surrender to the love presence of the soul to guide you into the fullest expression of who you came to the planet as. When we do this, all the illusions of your life that do not resonate with love will burst. It may seem like your world is turning upside down, totally normal, because it's a kind of like waking up from the matrix. You're going to see things all kinds of differently. Just stick with it. If you have problems, worries, or desires, just hand them over to love right now. Lay them down at the feet of love and stop trying to solve your problems with your mind, and give love room to step in. Give your soul room to step in, because it knows all the answers to help and guide you. And when you do this, you will be led to the strangest and most beautiful of places. Some people will leave your life. New ones will come. You might even get fired or feel called to quit your job. You may realize you are not in a loving relationship. Whatever it may be, whatever you feel love is guiding you to do, jump in. Because faith in yourself and in love pays massive dividends. You see, when you begin to follow the soul's journey, which is the love's journey for you, it pays massive dividends. We are energetic beings, and love is the highest energy in the universe. Some people say that love doesn't pay the bills, but I come to tell you, that's BS. When you do with love, when you're doing what you love, what your soul came to express as the divine, you will go through a phase of trials, but at the end of that process, if you stick with it, you will be rewarded not only with a greater sense of purpose and accomplishment, but with financial reward. Love protects anyone who pursues love and welcomes love in its arms. Or in its life, because you see, love is the highest energetic expression on the planet. People change, the economy changes, life can be confusing, but love never changes. Love never changes. Surrender to love. Surrender to the soul's journey today, the journey that the soul came to express as you. Just try it. For 30 days and let me know what happens. Heck, maybe even give it a year if your way hasn't worked so far. Perhaps the best way is to just simply let go and surrender to love. You see, sometimes we're afraid to let go because you're not in control anyway. And I know surrendering can be crazy, 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 especially when it starts to have the chaos that it takes before you get into that space where life starts to get your footing back on ground. See, surrender is the most powerful, yet many cringe when the suggestion is made. Because we use the word surrendering in ways sometimes that makes us feel like, well, it can be weak, or we use it as a crutch. But what I'm talking about is not a weak or a crutch idea. I just mean to become present and still with the presence. See, surrendering to the force of love is the only way to release our addictions to security, to sensation and power. You see, the presence that created each and every one of us as us, the presence that said, let me create myself and place it on the planet and call it, each and every one of us decided to place inside of us a blueprint. And in that blueprint, that soul blueprint, is the answer to every question.
And see, that blueprint was created with love, baby. It was divinely designed by love. You were divinely designed by love, and everything about you was love. All things are possible when aligned with our soul. So today, I want you to align with the soul. Surrendering to this force of love is the only way to release that addiction to security, sensation, and power. You see, when all things are possible, when aligned with our soul, life becomes a playground to dance, sing, and discover our own beauty, our own blueprint. See, it's not just a mere existence to survive, but it's all about really thriving. And thriving or surviving is really a choice. See, we get to choose whether we want to allow ourselves to fully express through the soul. You see, when we choose to surrender, our temptations to earthly addiction ceases like magic, no effort necessary, just a burning desire to know the truth, live the truth, and be the truth. Cinnamon Lofton once says, truth is hiding in plain sight. Look into your heart. Often you must close your eyes in order to see. And once we create the experience of peace, we surrender more consistently with grace. We change our perceptions of the world and life. We experience the miracle that was always available. We desire to give because we have it to give, but only to those who are willing to receive it. Love is not an intruder. It shines unconditionally with patience, compassion, and understanding. Words do not sufficiently describe it, but just knowing is more than enough with all our heart. So I want to leave you with the words of Dr. Michael Beckwith. You see, so many times we have questions of why, what is happening in our life, that we don't seem to feel we can handle. But what if I told you that the universe is friendly to our desires? And what if I told you that if we ask the right empowering questions, that our surrendering could change the direction of the hustle that we think we have to have? You see, when we begin to surrender to the soul, life becomes ease, elegance, and grace. But yet, there will be some chaos before you get to the eye of the storm, because there has to be the removing of the veil and the conditioning. But what did the divine come to express as you on the planet? So many times we get lost in the sauce of the hustle and all the things that's happening. We get caught up in the rat race. And sometimes we get sick and tired of being sick and tired, but we don't know the right questions to ask. And I love Michael Beckwith in this particular segment, the questions to ask the universe. Will we surrender to the sacred yes today? The sacred yes of the gift that came to express you on this planet. The sacred yes that honors the gift called you. Here's Michael Beckwith.
Many people ask this empowering questions. What's wrong? Who's to blame? Why me? Those questions keep us on a downward spiral of picking up on the database of human consciousness and all of its woes and complaints and fears and doubts and worries that move through the mind of the human experience. The real life visioning process is based upon asking questions that are empowering, that empower us. What's trying to emerge in my life? What gift do I have to give? How much power can flow through me? This is how it works. Behind every problem that we have, there's a question trying to ask itself. Behind every question, there's an answer trying to be revealed. Behind every answer, there's an action trying to be taken. And behind every action, there's a way of life trying to be born. So if you're perennially stuck in disempowering questions, your perception becomes very small, you become reactionary, and the actions that you take are just busyness. Survival busyness has nothing to do with embracing a large goal or a great vision for your life. So we ask, and I implore you to ask powerful questions. We want to ask questions. What gift am I to give to the world? What is trying to emerge in my life? You could even ask, what is my next step to take in the downloading, the articulation, and the living of my vision? Now here's the deal. As you begin to ask empowering questions, you begin to activate the soul faculty of hearing. One of the arts that have been lost in our world is the art of listening. Individuals fail to listen and they fail to comprehend. Listening is a lost art. You want to bring listening back in your spiritual practice. So in life visioning, as we begin to feel that we're surrounded by a universal presence of divine love, we begin to ask the question, what is the vision for my life? What is the universe seeking to express through me? What is the idea that the universe is trying to make as my life? What's trying to emerge? And then we have a moment of pure listening. Without judgment or censorship, we just begin to listen. And that which is called the still, small voice, we begin to understand, after a while becomes the only voice. The chatter in the mind, we no longer hear that. We begin to hear what's trying to emerge. I want you to begin to practice for a moment. I want you to begin, even with your eyes open, first with your eyes open, begin to feel that you're surrounded by an atmosphere of love. The universe is for you. There's nothing against you. Begin to think about times in your life where someone really supported you and loved you. They got you. They understood you. They weren't trying to get anything from you. They just loved you. I want you to feel into that. And I want you to understand that that is just a small figment of how the universe loves you. Just a little bit. But feel into that love right now. Now close your eyes. And feel that you're in a safe environment and you are truly loved. With every breath you take, that feeling of being loved is being amplified. Remember, you're on purpose. You are an on purpose with a purpose to reflect and to reveal the cosmos in a way that has never quite happened before. Now ask this question. What idea is the universe trying to express through me? What is seeking to emerge in my life? What is the universe up to as my life? Now listen with that inner ear. What is the universe up to as your life? Not what society wants you to do, not what your parents want you to do, not what your college system wants you to do, not what your religion wants you to do, but this God have in store for you? What does the universal presence have in store for you? Listen. See with the inner eye. Feel with your heart. And allow it to articulate itself to you. This is a vision. not in the future. It's in you right now, even though it will take time to manifest and become visible. It's speaking to you right now. Feel into it. What is the universe up to with my life? We're going to do one more question. Of course, in the entire life visioning process, there's five questions and contemplations we go through, but we're going to go through two of them right now. The next one is, what must I become to manifest the vision that I am beginning to see? Becoming is our growing edge. Where must I grow? Where must I unfold? What habits must change? What thought patterns must dissolve? What must I become? Listen. Ear. With the ear, beyond ear. There is a master vision for your life. You are loaded and coded with it. Does not come from external sources. It's within you. You are now participating in your own unfolding by asking empowering questions and listening. And ultimately, saying yes. When you say yes, speak the dynamic yes, the divine yes, the universal presence has an access point to express through. The presence can only do for you what it can do through you. It can't do for you what it can't do through you. You're giving permission with the yes and with the right questions. Say yes. Say yes to your greatness. Say yes to the elegance. Say yes to the beauty. Say yes to the permanent prosperity. Say yes to capital S success. Say yes to life. You don't have to pray to God. God is praying that you let God through your sacred yes. Are you willing?
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Would your heart the soul's urging of your life. Dr. Johnny Coleman calls dreams and desires God tapping at your heart, saying, I want to manifest more of myself through you. So many people come and say, I'm just not happy. I just can't figure this thing out. That's because we're not allowing ourselves to let the soul shine through us. We're dimming our lights, and we're not being still to listen, to the spirit. The soul's journey came to express its unique expression of God as you on the planet. Will you listen and say yes? Will you surrender to, with a capital S, to the love's journey? The journey that's specifically put aside for you, that you uniquely came to the planet to express. That's my lesson for today. As you take your time to move through your day today, let's think about and listen to the soul, the love, the spirit that knows all things, the infinite mind. Because the spirit, the source, created you out of itself in order to express itself through you. And the source is pure mind in act. So if you are all that the source is, you are an infinite intelligent vehicle of all that God expression is. What is your sacred yes today? What is your sacred blueprint that only you came to the planet to express? What is that special sauce that created you that nobody else quite can do the way you can do it? That's where your joy, that's where your infinite love, infinite expression of all that is, the questions that you are asking, the answers are in the soul, the soul's blueprint. That's my super soul's lesson today. Any questions, comments, or concerns, you can star 6 on the teleconference line, or you can press 1 on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Lady Love. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Lady Love and Love Journey. Oh, what an amazing, amazing, amazing presentation this morning. You know, it's really, there were so many things that were done this morning, as well as said, that confirm my womb treatment and my womb awakening. That it works. Every day since Saturday, every day since Sunday when I got my treatment, I am becoming in tune with my womb. And it's amazing when you have a knowledge of the voice of the womb and you allow it to speak. I have had my soul speaking and my spirit, but it's something that happened to me from this weekend that has brought so much clarity to me, so much understanding of what surrender is about. And I went to Korea for a week, and one of the things that was on my mind when I finished that journey and I was there, I said, wow. I said, here's this woman, you know, provided a trip for me, to a 14-hour trip across the world, and provided for me everything that I needed all through the day. And she has a palace. And, you know, as you often said, you can't see the picture that we're of our life because we're in it. And Michael Bedwell was saying, hey, you know, telling you, I began to understand that the palace, when you see it on the mountain at a distance, it looks small. As you get closer to the mountain, you can see it. But when you get on the mountain, you don't see the palace. And then finally, when you get to it, Lady Love, you don't see the whole palace when you get to the palace. It's like the big picture that God wants for us, come on, Holy Spirit, is we got to be there. The driveway was so huge, and we just had to walk up. And I didn't realize it until this morning that God has been unfolding my dreams and bringing me into people and experiences until my womb treatment. Because how can I see or really walk, come on, Holy Spirit, if I'm not at one with myself? So the experience that I had was, wow, can somebody value me more than I value myself? Grace another bar. So I thank you. I thank the science of the mind, surrendering. Because there's something in us that's something in us that does speak. And this morning I'm surrendering. And I would say, oh, we are the ones that the world's been waiting for. And so, you know, I realized that I gotta know who I am. And so this morning, I'm declaring my crown. I'm declaring my position as the Emancipator. I'm proclaiming me as the Christ. When you understand the words, the titles, and no one is going to crown you into your greatness. No one is going to deliver your big picture to you. No one is going to be able to get you to surrender and to walk into your dream or walk into that big picture that God has for you. You've got to see it. And sometimes the distance, and it looks really small and tiny, like that palace. But if you can see yourself walking the grounds of marble floors and the grounds of marble steps, and you see it, believe it. And it is a soul journey. It is something that unfolds. And because of the womb awakening that you had this weekend with that room filled with people, mostly women, but there were a few brave men that came. I said, I thank you. And I did the treatment, and my life has changed in the treatment. And I correlate that thought with my womb and my vocal cords, because as a singer, I know the vocal cords. And when I had a chance to really look at the womb, I said, my God, this looks like the vocal cords. And yes, she does speak. And it's her time. And I want to thank you. Thank you. And I'm surrendering. And just saying, hey, get a bigger picture and ask some questions. And recognize when your soul is unfolding. Recognize when your uniqueness is coming to be. But sometimes we miss it, Lady Love. Sometimes we miss it, Love Journey. I know I have been. But when I realized that I was walking in a palace and someone was spending thousands of dollars a day just for me to dream a bigger dream, I realized this morning in this womb awakening that we miss it. Our prejudices and how we think about other people is not important. It's what we feel, we think about ourselves.
And so amen.
To the greatness. Love you so much. Love you.
Thank you, Mama Joy. All right, Chastity Wales, you up? You're up.
Great Rising family. Happy hump day to everyone. Everything was really on point. I'm gonna keep it real short and just as a reminder of us just being silent and really listening to spirit. That was one of the hardest lessons, I think, or one of the most challenging, not hard, but challenging lessons, because I'm such a task-oriented woman. I'm a woman of goals, and I write things down, and I just expect to just work to get it. So when we start talking about manifesting and going within and getting quiet, I had no understanding of how was that even practical. It was a bunch of spiritual mumble jumble is how I really looked at it. However, I thank God for the opportunities and the just the challenges, the things that I called a challenge in my life that forced me into a place of stillness and quietness. And once I was forced into that place of really meditating twice a day, really writing after I meditated, staying clear, staying present, listening to my spirit, it was then, in that moment, that many more lives have been transformed, including my own. I mean, my own life has been just a byproduct of the service that I've provided to other people. So I just want to be a reminder, or at least just the inspiration, just to say that it does work, but it really does only work when you work it. So that's my contribution for this morning. Thank you so much for the reminder and just us staying present.
Thank you, Chastity. All right. Anybody else? Star one. That's star one. If you're on Blog Talk, press one. And if you're on the teleconference, press star six. All right, family, thank you so much for all that is. I want to remind you today, as we get ready to leave the call, that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice, family. And I love what Chastity said. That was Dr. Johnny Coleman's favorite, most lasting words that will live on even long after she has left the planet, which is, it only works if you work it. The power is in you. Work it, family. Let's stop dreaming our dreams and let's start living our dreams. This is Kim. It's been another Love Journey production with Janie Ann Ingram, your daily lover, your love experience. Let's let love lead the way. You have a great, amazing, wonderful day. And tomorrow we will talk about a limitless life with Kira and E.R. Spalding, and she is the CEO of Black Leader Society, the Black CEO Corporation. Yes, and I love, love, love E.R. Spalding. She is an amazing sister, I tell you. When you hear her tomorrow, whew, powerhouse. And Kira Dentley, she's a part of another, they're all part of this millionaire crew that's all millionaires. Female millionaires. Can you imagine? All lady millionaires, yes. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow.
because we're going to talk about what does it mean to live a limitless life. We were supposed to do part one today, but I don't know what happened. But we're going to just do everything tomorrow because, you know, all things are in divine order. And I see you on the by and by in the morning. Let love set you free this morning. This is Kim. Got no breaking your heart.